Call the September 4th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a green quota. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance. First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any item, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you want. Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the citizens' comment period and move on to mayoral announcements. The first item is a proclamation for Nick Fuchs. Nick can't be here tonight. He's got family obligations, but he will be here on the 18th. Is that the right date?
Okay.
Whatever the next council meeting is.
Well, it's the 4th. And
yep.
14th is 18th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 18th. It's
18th.
Yep.
Mine like a steel trap.
Right.
Item B is just a reminder that we're going to host the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council on September 10th at the Indian Community School. You are, as always, invited. The first meeting is the MMSD. You can come at 12:30 at pizza. The first meeting is at 1 o'clock with MMSD, of which there is an agenda item of interest to us, and that relates to changes to Section 13 of their code, which has some impact on green infrastructure. And then that's followed immediately by the ICC meeting. Alderman Mayer.
For the next item, Mayor, I didn't want to rush you there if you're done with item B.
I'm done.
Okay, for item C, I don't know if this is the proper place to do it. If we could maybe agenda it later. Mark and Paul, if we could get a future projection of how this is going to impact. You know, you did it partially, or you did it very well for the last few meetings, but now it's a little more solid, and what this is going to do and how it's going to lay out for future finances. And then if you could superimpose the potential of the fire department's referendum, if they're looking for it, you know, and if you could do 3, 6, 9 as they're requesting. And I know it's just a plan, and I know it will change over time, but at least it gives us some kind of a target to look at and see where we're going. And then along with that, maybe other departments that are going to, we're growing every day, and we're going to need to look at other positions as well, and how this is going to impact the city over the next 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not exact, and I know it's not, I know it's a lot of work, and there's no rush on this, but just to give us some kind of a target, some kind of a plan that we can see what's going to happen in the future, and what our decisions, how our decisions will impact that. Thank you.
So just to bring you up to speed, the question has been written. It's being printed as we speak. And does anyone want to hear it?
Yeah.
Under state law, the increase in the levy of the city of Franklin for the tax to be imposed for the next fiscal year, 2019, is limited to 0.89%, which results in a levy of $20,833,667. The question is, shall the city of Franklin be allowed to exceed this limit and increase the levy for the next fiscal year, 2019, and on an ongoing basis for the purpose of closing current staffing shortages by hiring 3 new police officers by a total of 2.55%, which results in a levy of $21,364,925? Question mark. It's defined by state statute.
Well, that's how it has to be written. That's how it's okay.
Yep. So,
and what's that equal dollar amount per $100,000, $200,000 home? What's that? What's the number?
In the packet the last time around, I'm going to guess it was in the $50 per.
No, I think it's about $15.
$15 per 100.
$15 per 100.
Correct, yes.
Right.
Okay, that sounds right.
And the fire was 45 per 100.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay, so Chief and I met with staff, with his staff, and I had reviewed every one of the 233 pages of questions and statements from the survey and pulled out of there a couple of general questions, which were pertinent to the police thing, and then pulled out all of the questions that made, I hate to say this, but I'll say it anyway, made sense. I pulled all of those out, and we responded to each one of those, the chief and I, and that those questions and the responses are posted on the website. The chief had his staff today post on Facebook. I think the question and a couple of pages of background information. So they're doing that. I expect that someone will meet with the seniors. Probably it's got to be October, Casper. Meet with the seniors at lunch to talk about the police referendum.
And that can't be us.
I see nothing wrong with that.
It can be if we just present the facts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember where else I was going to go with this. Madam Clerk.
There will also be a notice prepared very shortly, which is the effects of a yes vote and the effect of a no vote.
Which is the yes dollar vote. Amount? That be part of it?
It explains the question and says, if you vote yes, and then here's what it is, and if you vote no, here's what it is. So Mark and I will work on that depending on what information.
That's another piece of the statutory requirements for.
Mm.
I think that's it for the moment. I think, John.
Mr. Mayor?
I'm sure I did forget.
Maybe you could put this on the agenda in 2 weeks, too, just
sure,
to keep this.
If it's not a massive amount of paperwork, could we get a copy of your responses?
Sure.
It's on the website, though.
It's on the website. But, yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay. One more comment about my request a minute ago. What I envision is kind of a living document that's not a solid thing that gives us kind of a guide roadmap that we can all work back and forth on. Does that make sense?
I'm glad it makes sense to you guys. I don't understand what you're asking at all.
Well,
it's more strategic planning that he's asking for.
That's exactly what I'm asking for.
I can understand, but I didn't understand what he was asking.
If you want us, Dan, to do strategic planning, there might maybe have to be a committee put together to do that, and if you'd like to be on it.
There you go. That's it.
Yes.
There we got it.
But I think that's what you're going for, short-term strategic planning, and then maybe 1, 2, or 5 years to get you kind of an outlook.
No, I'm asking for our finance director and our director of administration to give us a plan for the future to plug in what this potential referendum is going to do, what it's going to cost us, what it's going to look like now in the future, how it's going to impact other finances, how it's going to impact other departments. It will stand on its own, but we're still going to be looking at other departments that need additional employees as well as we grow. So I'm looking for not a committee. A committee will not produce what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an actual plan by the experts, that the ones that deal with this every day in our city, that can project to the best of their ability, understanding it's not going to be exact and it's going to be a living document that we move forward on, but it's going to be some kind of a plan that we can look at and move forward on and say, okay, this year 2020 we expect to be here. We're not going to be there, but we need to make adjustments to get us there.
Okay, Your Honor.
Alderman Taylor.
So, obviously, we had research done on police and fire, right? We put out a survey. We gave a lot of data. We have tons of information on what we need now. We know that. That's what we need right now. 9 and 3. You said we can maybe look at 6 or 3, you know, or 6 firefighters or 3 firefighters, but the numbers were 9 and 3. We made a decision to not move forward with the firefighter one, even though we know what the numbers are. So it's only going to get, what, worse as the city grows? It's only going to, we're going to need 12 or something like that. So, I mean, we know that already. The police we're addressing now, that's for now. It's not going to affect any other budgets because the money that we collect from the taxpayers is its own separate line item for the next 20 years. So we know that. You can't go to referendum on DPW. You can't go to referendum on engineering. You can't go to DPW on the health department. And I'm not going to name all the rest of the departments, but you can't. So if you're saying how many librarians we're going to need in 10 years, okay. Are we going to need how many more health officers as the population grows? I would imagine the one that you can actually quantify is DPW because you're adding roads. That's about the one that you probably can. How many more miles are we going to add with Newman Homes? How many are we going to add with Viridian? How many are we going to add with Prisbilla? How many miles is that? We added 5 miles of county roads when we did the jurisdictional transfer. So I know we like to give staff work. I just don't know if this is the way to do it. When we've already addressed the two biggest departments, which is police and fire, and DPW is the next largest one, and maybe that would be a more department issue. I don't know if...
So we have another item coming up tonight where it suggests that it's another small item for the DPW to do, but we need to start thinking about adding a DPW person in the future. And these are all things we need to start thinking about.
Agreed.
Rather than every budget cycle being reactive, let's plan ahead. Let's be a little proactive and see what we're going to need, project what we're going to need. It doesn't mean we have to do it, but it gives us some sort of a focus for the future.
I understand what you're looking for. I think it's a great idea. It's something that's been in the back of my head. Unfortunately, there's three of us in this, well, all of us in this room, managed by putting a fire hat on and squirting water on the issues that come before us at any given time. But can we finish this budget first and then do that?
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not looking for this overnight. And I know you guys are busy and you guys do an outstanding job, but I'm just looking for some kind of a future plan, strategic planning, as Mark called it,
well, just
not
so,
by committee.
Just so the council's aware, I'm going to put you two on the spot. Mark and Paul, I haven't had any input yet. They're working very hard on finding a sustainable solution to our problem of always coming up short at the end of the year and having to find $1.6 million, $1.4 million to cut out of the budget. So, sorry, Mark, but that's the way it goes. A couple of points on some of the things commented. The fire chief tells me all the time, 9 only gets us to fix the problem today.
Right.
Does not solve anything for the future. 9 also gets flexibility in, and this is all just information now because the decision's been made, but 9 also gets a reduction in the overtime budget. So that didn't happen. So that's an issue. Relative to doing an election later, state statute defines when the election can't be in. It's only November, mm-hmm. if I recall. So just for that.
I was referring to years.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on the referendum? Item D is a proclamation from me, near and dear to my heart, as you all know.
Mm-hmm.
Proclamation on prostate cancer awareness. I personally urge every man in this room to get tested. So thank you. With that, we'll move on to item C, approval of the minutes of August 21st. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G1, a donation, a very generous donation from Nathan Allen and his family, who are giving us proceeds from a lemonade stand sale from his daughter.
Cool.
Is there a motion to
so
accept?
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is update on the historical barn reconstruction. Mr. Liberta.
Motion approved.
Second.
Got to like that report. All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G3 is a resolution authorized acceptance of stormwater facilities maintenance agreements for Park Circle LLC and TI Investors of Franklin.
Is it Zilber?
That's Zilber. First one is Newman, second one is Silver.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, that item, if we are consistent and get that for every development, we all won't have the problem that we currently have with other developments.
Good.
And I can go down the table. Fairways of Franklin.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Meadows.
Yes.
Okay. Item G4 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to accept an open space preservation easement for.
So moved.
Second.
This is Viridian Homes.
Viridian, yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5 is a resolution approving changes of conditions and restrictions for Polonia Soccer Club.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6 is, sorry guys, I got out of practice here. G6 on page 87. A resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for special use for a fitness facility on 6542 South 11 Roosevelt Lane.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 on page 109 is a resolution to amend professional services contract with Rupert Milkey for drainage improvements in Rawson Homes. Mr. Morrow.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I say one thing.
Motion carries. Mr. Morrow.
The
order, by the way.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. The contract amendment, including your packet, by accident, the wrong one was inserted. This is the one that should go to the water department.
At your table?
So you have at your table the one that was for this board.
So the first. Okay, so this that first page should be ripped out, the one that was in there?
111 should be replaced with this one, yes.
Alderman Willem.
When do you suppose you're going to get this thing in writing from MMSD? Because that was part of the council motion.
I can ask again. I've asked at least two occasions in person, and I think at one time an email, so I'll follow up again.
And you put it in writing to them? Could you copy me on that or forward that?
Copy you.
Would you, Alderman Wilhelm, send me an email reminding me, and we'll see Kevin Schaefer on Monday.
Okay.
Please. And you're welcome to come and get okay, item G8 is a resolution change order 1 to Yankee General Contractors for an increase of $835.97 for the
so
River Park
Second.
Path Bridge. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Morrow.
I just want to remind some folks that Thursday at 6 o'clock we're having a ribbon cutting ceremony.
What was that, Thursday at 6?
Thursday at 6,
Thursday
ribbon cutting.
At 6.
Oh.
Okay. Alderman Barber's bringing cookie and cake, right?
I can bring a cake. Are you bringing the ribbon?
Yes, we are. We're coming up.
Who's bringing the scissors?
We have those, by the way.
He's in Callie's.
Callie's bringing the scissors.
Okay.
Page 117 is a G9 is a resolution to make 2019 grant application for $15,706.50 from the DNR for urban forestry grant.
Move to approve.
Second.
Alderman moved in second. Alderman Wilhelm.
I noticed in both of these there's comments that you're putting zero in the budget for trees, although you're doing this contingency. I would prefer not to see zero in the budget for trees, just making that comment. So you can find some way around it. It's you know, it's part of the beauty of our area. It's flood control. Please try to find some funds for that if you can.
We have. Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, I'm going to vote against this, and my reason is, so I would vote, I mean, I know there's a motion on the table to approve, but this does cost money to actually apply, and we have Area D, which is where the new business park is going to be, and there's a good amount of mitigation that needs to be done, and there's no better place, just like what we're doing with Ballpark Commons, where mitigation needs to be done there as well, that you know, I understand the mayor's not putting money in the budget. This is going to be a tight budget, just like last year, the year before that. That's not going to change anytime soon. So we have two areas that we need to do mitigation, and those should be used specifically for street trees. That would be my recommendation. I mean, there is a cost to get this grant. So nothing's, even a grant is not free. I mean, typically grants would be $0, you apply. And here it costs us money. Do we have money? Are we throwing money around? I don't think so. So I know there's a motion on the floor. I urge you to deny it and table it, which would be my next motion. And we do mitigation in Area D and Ballpark Commons to deal with our shortfalls with street trees.
Alderman Willa.
Could we have on the record the cost for the grant and the pros and cons?
The if you look on page 117, starting with G9, labor and equipment was $6,000-some, so we can cover that in our other operating costs. So we're asking for $15,706. That's a 50% match, and looks like out of pocket is $9,465 is what I project on that one. And then we can talk about the next one too, but there's a match in that one also.
Right. So it's not cost; it's a match that we're going to incur anyway. It's if you're going to do the planting of the trees and you're going to do that, you're going to incur those costs. So it's
the labor and equipment we would incur regardless. Right. And it's the actual cash out that I have to talk to Paul about.
Right. Which if we're going to plant trees, you'd have to have some kind of cash out. And you wouldn't have the match. So if you did the work, you'd still have that cost. Correct?
We still have labor that we right. You know, could be doing something else. So we're still going to use that, apply that towards trees, and we apply that towards trees regardless. We have to cut trees down that need to be taken out.
Right.
But it's the actual cash, you know, that we'd have to get the match for.
Basically increasing what you can do by putting up your share. It's like an in-kind match to a grant. It's a typical grant.
That is true. But as the alderman mentioned, too, and you can vote however, but Ballpark and Area D would together give us more trees than what this grant would provide.
Well, I guess my problem with that concept is basically we're taking down a working natural system with layers. Street trees are not a woodland anymore. And I get the concept that it helps the city out, but we're taking, you know, a primary environmental corridor, secondary environmental corridor, or isolated natural, whatever, a highly identified resource in the city, taking out its sustainability and planting street trees. They don't even act the same. Their function is not the same. Their use is not the same.
I can appreciate that. I guess I
and the intent. What is the intent of mitigation in our ordinance? That's, you know, are we following the intent of mitigation?
And I guess I'd point
out. We need to change the ordinance. We can.
Alderman Wilhelm, you still have the floor.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to using that. In fact, when the mayor brought it up on Ballpark Commons, it was something that, you know, staff was looking at this area that was buckthorn and ash trees that were dying, and I said, well, how about if he just gives to the street tree program, because there wasn't anything on site. So I actually had suggested that. So that means that I'm open to that. Mm-hmm. It's just that there's a huge difference between taking an area that's not really significant and taking a sewer pack identified feature that's listed in the critical species habitat and putting street trees on. It's a huge difference.
And I appreciate that. I guess one thing I should point out, too, that so obviously we're talking about the Area D issue coming up later on the agenda. Not all the mitigation can go towards trees. So we have wetlands, we have wetland buffers, and we have some other things we have to do. As far as the trees goes, that's, you know, we provide a good variety of what we call urban forestry with street trees. So we try to produce that. So may not be 100% of what they're currently doing now, but it's a significant part of that. Same thing.
I still think anytime you can get money to help out the tree program, it's a good thing for the city, if you're going to be spending it anyway.
And I would agree if we're getting money, but we're spending money. And how many budgets have I been through where we're actually looking in departments, cutting $100, $150 here? Oh, we've got to cut $400 for travel. Here's $10,000 right now. And we have other areas that we can actually get trees from, frankly. That doesn't cost us anything. That's my point.
Mayor, it would be good to hear the forester's point of view on this grant, because he's the one who's researches, he's the one who's applying. I'm wondering if he could give us some kind of cost benefit to what you have to do in your job and how it helps or doesn't help the city and how financially a burden it is to do this.
Wait a minute. Understand the position you're putting Mr. Reha in.
I know, and he's welcome to say or not say whatever he wants. I'm not holding him to say anything.
As you can see, we're lost almost 30% of our street trees in the last 8 to 10 years now, and we're really hurting for trees. I think it's important going forward. I know we have mitigation potential this year, but in years going forward, we do need to keep funding this program somehow, some way, as we have in the past. Even without ash borer, we can lose anywhere from 1 to 2% of a street tree population just to natural causes, ice storms. You know, we had tornadoes north of us. If that would hit here, we have to have some type of dedicated funding sources for this. I know this is maybe just a band-aid for the problem now. As Glenn mentions, with the mitigation, we do have, and like Kristen said about the what trees do for the benefit of the city, they have the aesthetic value for the street trees. They also do the water retention value, both in a woodland setting and also on the street tree side of it, too. I mean, we are putting trees in a tree canopy over impervious pavement, which I think Kristen would agree is quite a significant flood control measure that we can use to our advantage. So I know, too, in the past we've used mitigation and it has not gone to the city. And I just would like to maybe see, you know, being able to keep some of those mitigation areas in the city, whether it be in parks, whether it be in you know, on the streets. It'd be nice to see that type of stuff back in the city side.
Taylor, you still have the floor.
Well, I guess we do have a motion on the floor. You know, I wish we had money just to throw around. I mean, I really do, but we don't. And, you know, you're hearing, you know, you can look and see what it costs us, okay? We're getting 142 trees if we do this. All right, that's great. I mean, that's a great number, I guess. But I remind you of last year's budget where we raised tax. I voted no, raised taxes. What was it? 2.5%? About 2.5%? $500,000. We're going to the taxpayers here asking for three police officers. I think we should be frugal with our dollars. We have mitigation ahead. I mean, two areas, two big chunks. I mean, you heard the developer of Ballpark Commons say, we have so many, you're making us cram so much stuff on here, it's not going to work. It's going to kill each other off. Right, Mark?
Yep.
So let's allow them to pull those trees off. They're going to make a good development. Let them scatter them through our city. I agree that eventually we got to put more money in this budget. The mayor's not. I don't think it's an annual thing. It's we got to deal with what we got to deal with as we move forward. But to spend $10,000, if it was zero, it's a no-brainer.
Well, if it was zero, if we could rewrite it, that it would be completely 100% in-kind expenses. And we could do that. Just the chance of getting a grant where you just put your cost of labor into it is a lower chance. That's kind of we wrote it this way. We said it's always better to put some matching funds into it. That's how we got the grant for this year.
Right.
So you can write this application.
We could. Yeah.
I'd be for that.
Yeah.
Who's the maker of the motion?
Kristen. Mayor.
Alderman Mayor.
Barb.
So you could rewrite it for this year, for this cycle?
Yeah, we could try putting it in with zero. With just using our labor and expenses, we could try it that way. It's just
with that information, not such a good